As far as that goes, it's really hard just because it's been so long that we've been basically relying on the federal government for giving our tax money to and having them set the different standards and everything. But I think it's really becoming more and more that each and every state and even communities are so different that just setting the one standard for it is going to be really hard. So it takes some looking into, I believe, and I don't think there's any really good solution out there right now, but definitely trying to get back to the more localized and state level on the education, I think, is going to be the key to solving a lot of the problems that we're having, especially in Iowa, with a lot of the schools being consolidated and a lot of the schools being underfunded and then influx and constant flux of different kids throughout the different communities, I think.
How do the parties come together to reach a consensus and get that money allocated in a timely fashion for the schools?
It's going to take a lot of cross-partisanship and agreements and stuff, because I know they're going to be always there's going to be the Democrats that are really wanting to keep the government in control of it, and then there's going to be the Republicans that are wanting to move kind of more what I'm thinking, but they're wanting to put different hinges and stuff on it and make sure that certain curriculums are taught, and both parties are going to do that. And so I really think that they're going to have to agree to really kind of step aside and let the schools kind of start making their own plan and giving forth their own budgetary agreements and everything. And I think it's going to take a lot of time and really get out of the mindset of how it's been for a long time.
And as a libertarian candidate, how do you fit into that compromising situation?
I think it'll be good because there are a lot of points that I can agree with on both parties and everything. And I think it's really going to be appropriate for me to be in there because I can really help bridge the divide in there and help find common ground and bring people together on certain issues like that.